Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the great shows that we have in store, such as NFL Easy, well, we are NFL Easy Picks, I mean CFL Easy Picks, Anything Goes, WrestleCast, Loot Chat, and European Uppercut, that other wrestling show, and much, much more. Without any further ado, well, no, need to get into details. I don't have a script. So, if you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can also tweet us or use hashtag nfleasypicks and also at nfleasypicks. But the hashtag will be read right here on this show. We have a Facebook if you want to check that out, but I do what I do every year. I post a lot during week one and then I just don't. So, check that out. Maybe we can get some likes up on that. Maybe we can get some more activity. We do have a new logo that I did forget to mention last week. And that is by Living Legend from European Uppercut, also from the Trending Topics Network. It's nice to have one that doesn't look like clip art anymore that we've had for about three, four years. And just looks really bad. I mean, granted, it's free. Couldn't complain about it, but I'm like, all right, we need to look a little bit better. So, welcome. Welcome to the second week of the NFL season. I am your host. I am Heavy Set. And I'm being joined by the Mop Jockey.
Yeah.
You're so bad at intros. Come up with something.
I got nothing. I don't have anything.
Maybe it's, I don't know. You're awkward. You're so awkward.
Let's just get into it, damn it.
Okay. No Shane this week, or he might be popping in and out, but it's been a hectic night trying to get this recorded. So we do have Joe.
That's me. That's me. The now can be called Canadian Killer, and we'll get into that later.
You don't want to be the Canadian Destroyer?
No, I want to be the Canadian Killer. I don't need to be named after a wrestling move.
So you want to be named after Chris Benoit?
That works.
All right. Let's get into the show. Let's start with Pick'ems and how we fared for the week and how our teams did at the same time. Well, in first place, we have a sole person in first place, and that is one up Brady's Mangina. Now, I'm going to state this on the show, and I will send out reminders during the week. After this week, I don't want to see any more what I call like fantasy football names as your Pick'ems name. Put your, I don't care if you put your real name. I don't care if you put a show name, nickname, something that I know when I'm reading it who it is. And this week we have a couple people who fall under that list. And also, go to your settings. I don't know if this was new or not, but there's an option that I can change your picks. Now, I'm not going to do it out of cheating, but let's say you forgot to pick the Thursday night game, because I think that's going to be a big one. If you tell me, like, during the game who you're going to pick or who you would have picked, and I can do it on an honor system, I will put in the pick for you, because I think that's how it works. I don't know if it's like if you have to put something in for me to change it, but I kind of want to test it out with somebody. So I know if you go to settings, somewhere in there, you can actually have it to where I can change that for you. But anyway, in first place, we have Mart. In second place, a three-way tie for second place, we have GBL, Carp, and Shane. In a four-way tie for fifth place, we have myself, DRG, Ant, and MJR. Tie for ninth place, we have Mop Jockey and Joe. And in what is basically last place, a tie for 11th. Double A and NFL Easy Pick champ, Wayne. And how do we think our teams did? Okay, I'm going to go first with my two teams. Because this was the first week, at least on the Browns side, that I was a Browns backer. It was cool to be at a bar and be a part of this thing where we're all watching the Browns game and having fun. And actually, they do like little giveaways for whenever the Browns score a touchdown. Because basically,
did that even happen?
Yes, there was one. And I'm going to get to it. Now they do for those, and they do like a couple during halftime where they find things to give away and raffle off. Because when you show up, you get a raffle ticket basically. And of the one touchdown, I won, and I won a free beer. So hooray, beer! That was fun. The game, it's. I expected them to win because I thought they could at least pull something out miracle wise, but this. This does look like a first pick team. I'm really not expecting much out of them. I picked 4 wins, and I might even overshot that. So this is going to be a year for me that I'm just like, yep, should have seen that coming. Just like RG3 injured. Yep, should have seen that coming. Now we're going to get Josh McCown, who when he started his first game last year, he decided to go running for the end zone, and he went on helicopter, and he was out for about 6 weeks, or I don't remember how long he was out for. It felt like a long time. So,
so what you're saying is next week Terrell Pryor starting at quarterback?
No. Here's my thing about that, because that's been a rumbling around Cleveland already. Like, oh, we should get Terrell Pryor to start a quarterback. Well, okay. I know that we love him for being a Buckeye and all that kind of fun stuff, but he's been a starting quarterback. And do people remember how bad that went? It went so bad that he had to go, hey, I want to stay in the NFL. I want to make money. I'll be a wide receiver. And he's pretty good at that. They want to throw him in wildcat formations and stuff and have him throw. Fine. I'm fine with that. Let's not do every time. Let's not do. No. Throw in the third string. I hate saying this. Johnny Manziel, if you're out there and you're sober enough, we'd like to have you on our team. Not because we want to win. Because we want to lose. So, hey, come on back.
He's too busy going to college again.
Actually, I think if you were to re-sign him now, he'd have to serve his suspension, wouldn't he?
He would.
Yep.
So you signed him now for week 5?
Was it 3-game or 4-game?
I assume it's 4, because that seems to be
4.
The NFL's go-to.
Yeah, so we signed him for week 6.
Oh, yeah, I guess technically, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
No, I mean, Terrell Pryor would be an absolute last-ditch thing. He was an okay quarterback at Ohio State, but he's much better suited as a weapon on offense as a receiver / running back / basically just a human 9 route.
Yeah. I like him as a wide receiver. I don't want to see him back as quarterback. Simple as that. Definitely a lat.
I want to see the Bears trade Jay Cutler to the Browns for Josh McCown in a first round draft pick.
No, because the Bears have been through that with Josh McCown and he sucked.
He looked better than Jay Cutler did when they went to the playoffs. Oh, wait, that's because Cutler was injured.
Yeah. The worst one was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But that, oh, God, Todd Collins. I don't even want to remember that.
I remember that game.
I remember texting a friend of mine who's a Packers fan, and I was like, it's over. We put in Todd Collins, and he went, who? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Horrible, horrible backup. But...
Should have just called him Old Man River.
Going to the Bears, they had my hopes up at the beginning. And then the fourth quarter, they just let it all go.
The whole second half. Don't even give them that third quarter, because they looked awful then, too.
They weren't losing.
Yeah, but defense, they were starting to lose.
Defensively, I thought they played pretty well. But yeah, Houston just ended up overpowering them.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I didn't get to watch much of it. I was paying more attention to the Browns game, and at the end of it, I kind of wasn't caring, and then I saw how bad the fucking Bears were. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we were up, then we were down a little bit, then we came back, and we just let it all go.
Who do they play this week?
Eagles.
I think you'll get a better idea of what the Browns are this week. I'm telling you, Houston is a very good team.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing, too, is they're trying to evaluate Kevin White. And I don't know.
Just give up.
I was about to say, I don't know what the news in Chicago was, but everything that I'm hearing does not sound good.
Well, I don't think he ran the route he was supposed to in any of the preseason games he played.
That was what was going on in the last week too, or game 1.
Yeah, I didn't get to see a lot. I saw he made a couple of catches, but nothing impressive.
Didn't he score the Bears touchdown?
Can't remember.
That could have been. Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty sure it was, because it wasn't Alshon Jeffrey.
Langford, I believe, scored, but I assume that was a running
one. Before we return back to our teams and how they did, I forgot to, what we do is like break down actual, like how everybody picked and all that stuff on the table. We all got the first game of the season wrong.
That was funny.
We all thought Carolina was going to win, and we were all wrong. And if
anybody else was playing against Denver, they would have won that game. Carolina's offense was awful. You can't turn the ball over three fucking times inside your own half of the fucking field and wind up with what they get, 10 points out of three turnovers. That's sad.
We all thought the Colts were going to win, and we were wrong. We all thought the Chiefs were going to win, and we were correct. And we all thought the Cardinals were going to lose, except for GBL, the only one who got it right. We all thought Pittsburgh was going to win, except for AA, who thought Washington, and he was the only one wrong on that one. A kind of a funny one, everybody picked Green Bay except for Wayne, and he picked Jacksonville, which is his team. So.
And he was so close to being right.
Yeah.
And
I had them in the Suicide League, and I wanted the Packers to lose still.
And also, we all picked Seattle, and Seattle won. So that kept most of us alive for the suicide picks.
Speaking of almost losing.
Seattle?
Yeah, that was a pretty pathetic output for Seattle offense. And to let Miami, I think they were winning that game for a while of it. It was ugly.
One big surprise, yeah, but the picks were kind of divided, was Oakland over New Orleans in the ending of that game, which this is one game down of possible correct prediction. If anybody actually listened to Macho Man Radio that I was on last week, which you can find on iTunes, we did our annual preseason picks where we picked who's going to win every division, who's going to win certain parts of the playoffs, and NFL awards at the end of the year. And I put for the coach of the year, I think it's going to be Jack Del Rio.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the breaks go the way they did on Sunday for Oakland, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Can anybody else think of a time that a team has gone for two to get the win and not just kick the field goal to tie it? In the NFL, not in college, because college it happens kind of regular. But I cannot think of another team that has pulled that and actually it worked out.
It doesn't happen often.
And then almost turn around and gave Drew Brees 45 seconds to drive down the field to get the shot at making the fucking field goal.
Yeah, it doesn't happen ever, if at all. Especially giving Drew Brees that much time.
Yeah.
God, Drew Brees, Jesus Christ. How is he like 50 now? Still throwing for, I think he threw for 450 yards.
I mean,
like all of it went to Willie Snead.
Did you guys go to school together?
Yeah, I think we did.
I thought I heard he was like around 40.
Yeah, I think he's like 37, 38, somewhere in that 40-ish range.
Because they were I remember a lot of the talks of his contract negotiation. They were saying that if he were to sign like a certain amount of deal, I mean, that puts him in his 40s. And people that play in their 40s, I mean, that's, you're going to play a certain level. You're not going to play as well as you used to.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any signs of him slowing down yet. I believe he's thrown the most consecutive years over 4,000 yards, like in the history of the NFL, and that includes last year.
And I have two words for you, Peyton Manning. He was throwing great, he was throwing great one year and not the next.
Peyton Manning, though, I think his was more because of the injury problems. Brees has never really had many injury problems besides the one shoulder problem he had when his last year in San Diego before he went to New Orleans. He had the shoulder, I think it was a reconstruction or something done. But since then, I cannot think of him being, like, injured at all.
He's not injured, but he's still getting older. And I've actually heard some report on a different NFL podcast of them saying, of watching how he's played from year to year, and like the velocity on his throw has gone down.
Oh, I'm sure it has, but as long as he compensates for it, he could probably play another fucking 5 years the way he's going.
Seems like it,
but I think the big thing is a drastic change can happen. Like, he can go from playing great to playing like shit.
Yeah, Sean Alexander is the one that sticks out in my mind about that. He was MVP 1 year, and then the next year, I don't think he ran for 500 yards. He just completely fell off that cliff.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to our teams, because we went on a little tangent. How about them Cowboys?
If they would have gotten out of...
Greatest rookie ever.
He didn't look bad.
Hey, could you tell Terrence Williams to get out of bounds?
Yeah. Here is.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, If he would have gotten out of bounds, they would have won. That's all there is to it.
This is what people have said about that game, was Dak Prescott made no errors, but they still lost.
Well, no, because honestly, what he did was manage the game. He didn't take any chances throwing it at, you know, to Dez. You know, he
wouldn't have caught it.
Bullshit. Right. The one catch the one pass he was passed to, he caught it.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
He caught a ball.
What was that? I didn't quite catch that.
Whatever.
It's going to be very up and down when you have a starting rookie quarterback and a starting rookie running back. Your season's going to be very up and down. Next week, they may come out and fucking Elliott runs for 200 yards and Dak throws for 500. And then the very next week, it'll be 150 and 90 yards, maybe 80 yards for the running back.
Maybe.
Yep, that's true.
And boy, but does fucking Dak like to throw to Jason Witten and Cole Beasley.
Well, who wouldn't? Jason Witten's got to be up there for best tight ends ever. And Cole Beasley's just a short fuck who can catch the ball and run. He just gets under people.
Who was the little shit that was in New England forever? I can't think of his name now. He went to Denver for a minute.
Wes Welker.
His career. Wes
yeah.
Welker.
No.
He's Wes Welker.
Yep.
But if you're playing fantasy, he might be worth looking at because he's going to get, I believe he had 8 catches this week and like 11 fucking targets. I've got a feeling that's going to continue.
If you're in a what do you want to call it?
PPR league.
PPR league. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, they should have won that game. They were a lot closer than some other teams to winning, that's for sure. Their defense looked a lot better than I was expecting it to, I'll put it that way, from what I actually got to watch of the game.
Yeah, and just wait till they actually get all their players off of suspension.
Yeah, right?
All right, how about the Tennessee Titans?
They looked good for about a quarter, and then Mariota started throwing ball to the Vikings. And he was a good quarterback for the Vikings. Threw 2 touchdowns, probably got 150 yards passing to the Vikings. They're not good. They're not going to be very good.
You think they're going to get another high draft pick? Let's say top five.
Five, easily top 5 pick. Yeah, I don't see. I mean, Mariota's might look better, but man, he looked really bad. They're trying. It looked like they're trying to make him a pocket passer, but that's not what he's good at. He's good at scrambling and getting out and doing the bootleg thing. So I don't know. It makes no sense. Although DeMarco Murray looked like old DeMarco Murray.
He did look good.
He looked like a freaking stud, dude. And if we get that DeMarco Murray, and if they fix whatever the hell's going on with Mariota throwing it to the wrong team, they might be able to make it close to 8-8. But I just don't see it. The defense is just not there. Although they did hold Adrian Peterson to 39 yards?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have him on one of my fantasy teams. That wasn't too thrilling for me.
Yeah, then I think that's going to be the problem until Minnesota proves that they can throw the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
How about the Bengals?
Well, they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. They won the game, but I think it was more of a Jets losing that game than the Bengals winning. It was two powerhouse defenses hammering at each other, and AJ Green just got the better of it. And can we stop calling it Revis Island? Because that was pathetic. Dude, he could not cover anybody.
I think I seen the joke. It was AJ Green wants to rename Revis Island to Greenland.
Yeah, I think I saw that too.
Yeah. AJ Green is he's really good. He can make a quarterback look really good. The running game didn't do shit, but I mean the Jets have probably the best defensive line in football, so you kind of expected that. We'll have a better idea what they are against Pittsburgh. I mean, that's a rivalry game. The Pittsburgh's defense is not nearly as good as the Jets, but Pittsburgh offense is freaking phenomenal. So we should have a better idea what the Bengals are next week.
All right, that's pretty much all of us. I mean, I didn't really say much about the Bears. It's just about them slipping away. That's all I got to say about that. But I want to see how they do this week before I put a judgment. Because that's another thing. Week one is overreaction type thing, where we look at these games and we predict how we think our teams are going to do. And I'll always go back to a couple years ago when week one, we had the Cowboys versus the 49ers. And the 49ers, if I'm correct, beat the piss out of the Cowboys. But we'll just say after that point, everybody was like, oh my God, you know, 49ers, they're still the same team. The Cowboys are still the same team. You know, we're going to see them. We're going to see the 49ers in the playoffs, and we're going to see the Cowboys, you know, suck. And it turned out afterwards, it was the opposite. the Cowboys actually were a playoff team, and the fucking Niners are the Niners we see today.
Is the 1-0 undefeated 49ers?
Well, just that goes back to the overreaction stuff. That's the other thing. NJR, you love rubbing shit in people's face. And I just want you to remind you that your Golden State Warriors lost a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. So, friendly reminder.
What was he what was he rubbing you in your face?
No, not mine. Other people's. Like, because he did the same thing to me during the freaking playoffs. And then when it comes time to eat humble pie, he just wants to say how great the record was for the year. But you blew a 3-1 lead
doesn't
in the finals.
Mean anything unless you have a championship.
Well, technically they do, but
not after that winning record.
In the words of Draymond Green, or should say kind of a rephrasing, did they have a 3-1 lead? Yep. Did they blow it? Yep. Did they become champions? Nope. Cavs? Yep. Warriors? Nope. I hate them. Draymond Green, not MJR. Anyway, let's move on to a rundown really quick on the Fantasy League. Take a little dab in here. Last week's winners were myself, Bartender, Brady's Deflated Ball, Bunch of Punts, Die Kroenke Die, Hashtag The Comeback, Nickel D, and Pin Me Pay Me. So the current standings are, well, everybody that I mentioned, technically a tie for first. But if you want to go the point breakdown, in first place we have Die Kroenke Die. In second place, Nickel D. In third place, Hashtag The Comeback. Fourth place, the Fighting Sharks. Fifth place, Pin Me Pay Me. Sixth place, Bunch of Punts. Seventh place, Bartender. Eighth place, Brady's Deflated Ball. Ninth place, Where's My Dip Cup? 10th place, Twisted Savages. 11th place, The Kilted Yanksman, or Yaksman. 12th place, Team GBL. 13th, Men in Tights. 14th place, Blind Squirrel's Nut. 15th place, Carp's Tip Top Team. And 16th place, Stormborn. You have to try not to say Stromborn. Strombone. All right. This week's matchups are myself versus Bartender. Oh, I just played him in a league last week. I mean, in a different league. I played him in a different league last week. Here we go. Where's My Dip Cup versus Team GBL? Brady's Deflated Ball versus Men in Tights. Bunch of Punts versus Stormborn. Die Kroenke Die versus The Kilted Yaksman. Carp's Tip Top Team versus Twisted Savages. Nickel D versus Hashtag The Comeback. And Pin Me Pay Me versus Blind Squirrels Nut.
I just want to say something really quick. Besides Carp, good game. You got your ass destroyed like a Canadian should. Thank you for taking that very well.
Hey.
Andy, you're never going to want to come out of Iowa after this. I'm going to destroy you worse than I destroyed the Canadian. Shane version 2, it's on. Going to make you think.
He is not
nickel.
Shane version 2. He is not angry enough.
That's true. I'm going to make him angry after this week.
Call him watered down, Shane.
There you go. Watered down Shane. And this after this week, his nickel is going to be more like 2.5 cents.
So deflation.
Yeah. You might get a win week one, but when you come to the comeback, week two, your stock's going to drop. That's all. That's all I had to get that off my chest.
All right. All right. Let's get into our picks for this week. And we'll start with our teams. And let's get the 1-0 Baltimore Ravens going up against the 0-1 Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are a 1.7 point favorite. I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens. And that is my pick of the week. My survival pick.
Your survivor pick?
Yeah.
I for some reason my dumb ass wrote down Cleveland, but I'm pretty sure I picked Baltimore.
I definitely picked the Ravens because I'm going to go with my normal trend of not picking the Browns to win.
I think I'll be doing that for most of the year.
Sorry.
The 1-0, we're going to stick in the same division, Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the 1-0 Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers are 3.5 point favorite. As much as I don't want to do it, I'm picking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I believe Cincinnati's like 1-12 in Pittsburgh, so I'll take Pittsburgh.
I also am going to go against my original thought of picking the Bungles and pick the Steelers.
The 0-1 Tennessee Titans at the 1-0 Detroit Lions. I'm picking the Detroit Lions.
I'm taking Detroit, and I'm actually considering making that my survivor pick.
That is a very popular one. That is third on the list.
Ooh. Yeah, the Detroit offense is really good, and the Tennessee defense is not, so I see why.
I'm curious, how many people have... There's actually a 0.08% that have picked the Cleveland Browns to win in Survivor pick.
Yeah, it's because they just don't want to play anymore.
That is, that's a real suicide pick.
Yeah. Did I say who I have winning this game? Because it's not the Titans. I have the Lions winning this game quite easily.
The 0-1 Dallas Cowboys at the 0-1 Washington Redskins. The Redskins are a 3.5 point favorite. I'm going upset. I'm picking Dallas.
Yeah, I took Washington because Dallas can't win without Tony Romo.
I am picking Dallas because I think they are easily going to beat the Redskins.
What are they now? 0-9 in the last 2 years without Tony Romo?
Doesn't matter.
And ending it with the Monday night game, the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles at the 0-1 Chicago Bears. The Bears are a 3-point favorite. I'm picking the Bears.
Yeah, I took Philly. I think this is a toss-up game.
It is. Picks-wise right now, percentage-wise, it's 52-48 Philly, which is the second closest. There's actually one that's 51-49.
I've got the Bears. I definitely have the Bears this week, which is, I don't know. It's risky. Like you said, it's 50-50.
All right, let's get into the little segment we have called the hashtag huddle. I wish Shane was here, because I know he hates that. As I stall for time to actually get up the Twitter, no emails. No emails whatsoever. So.
What's wrong, people? We asked you to email us.
Oh, I did do a poll, and I'm going to try to do this more, and we only had 5 fucking votes.
Boo.
And it was, who's a better QB, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? We had 5 votes, so I'm guessing this is a 3-2 ratio. Aaron Rodgers beat Tom Brady.
So 2 people were wrong in picking Tom Brady, because as it's been proved once again, almost anybody can quarterback the New England Patriots. Garoppolo steps in, throws for almost 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, just like every other quarterback that has stepped into the New England system. Tom Brady is not the greatest quarterback of all time. He's in the greatest system of all time.
I think that's
the cheaters.
I think that's highly debatable. And I was one of the 2 people that picked Tom Brady, because I do think Tom.
Yeah, you like Brady, though.
I have deflated balls. Hold on, I have nothing against Aaron Rodgers except for the team that he plays for, but I will still admit he's definitely one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Now that Peyton Manning's gone, because it was always Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, now I say Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Is there anybody else that's deserving of that?
Tony Romo.
Is there anyone else deserving of that?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think everybody else is the lower tier, but I don't think Tom Brady is like the god of quarterbacks, the greatest to ever play like people talk about him. He's not.
Right, it's Tony Romo.
Like he said, he's not. I don't know. It's one of those things you'll never, actually I'll never say never. You're more than likely won't see him out of that system. But everybody that they plugged in, it seems to work.
So the system must be really good, huh?
But that doesn't discredit him of being a good quarterback.
It's the cheating system. No,
I
did.
I never said he wasn't a good quarterback. I said he's not the greatest god quarterback of all time.
That doesn't discredit him from being up at that level. You just want it to be like that. Granted, I want it to be the other way too, but we'll never see him out of that system, more than likely.
Hell no. He's got more money than he ever knows what to do with. He'll never leave New England.
All right. Hashtag.
I will be curious to see how long he actually, how many more years he plays.
Yeah. I mean, of your bigger name quarterbacks, I think Breeze will go first, but then I think after that, it's got to be Brady, barring any injuries.
Or more suspensions.
Hold on, brings me to the point of Tony Romo fucking retire.
I think he just, if he was healthy, think he would be up there in the list of great quarterbacks.
But that's the problem. When has he ever been healthy?
When they went to the playoffs?
Was he, okay, this is his third year, or what, three out of the last four he's broken a bone?
Yeah, something like that.
That's not good.
On a scale from one to Romo, how injury prone is RG3?
I think he's worse than Romo.
Is there a zero? No, you know what RG3 problem is? It's not the injuries. It's don't run into the fucking defensive players.
At the end.
Get out of bounds, slide, something.
Hold on. Dumbass. That was also at the end of the game. The end of the game when we were losing by a lot.
But he does this all the time. He did it in fucking Washington, too. He doesn't know how to either slide or... He takes every fucking hit, and he's not so a big Cam guy. Newton. But Cam is fucking huge. Cam can take it. Cam is the size of most linebackers. Newton is... RG3 is what? Maybe 180 pounds? Maybe? I mean, he's too little to be taking those shots.
Yeah.
All right. We have a lot of tweets. Hopefully, this keeps happening. And please send us in emails, because... Last I checked, which I will do a last minute check here again, we have no emails. I don't think I've received an NFL Easy Picks email in a while.
We actually have tweets too?
Yeah, we actually have tweets.
Nice.
We will start with Ant the Vigilante. He says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. The best record you guys have for San Diego is 5-11. Wow. They are way better than that this year.
For San Diego?
Uh-huh.
The team that just allowed Kansas City and Alex Smith to
take three back
touchdowns. Yeah. And, yeah, the biggest comeback in Kansas City Chiefs history. I have no doubt. And and Keenan Allen is out for the year. This is their second receiver to go down this year, just like last year.
Mm-hmm.
They have no fucking defense. Their offense is great, but there's no way they're going to outscore Denver, Kansas City, hell, Oakland. They can't compete with those three, and they play that's six of their games right there. They're just not good.
Ant also says, hashtag NFL Easy Pick, some of Joe's season standings are either that of a deranged madman or an NFL insider genius. I guess only time will tell.
Deranged madman.
I know what they're going to pick. Come on, it's staged. It's just like professional wrestling. I talked to Roger Goodell the other day.
If that were true, the Patriots would never win again.
Not true. Not true.
All the protesting that they've done over this deflate bullshit, yeah, they would never win again.
We have one from at FTW780. He says...
Who's that?
At,
just kidding.
At FTW780. Size does not matter. Ask Seth Rollins. He will agree with me. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
What?
That's not what his wife said last day. Oh! Damn, that was a burn.
I'm confused. What the fuck is that all about? Did I miss something?
Well, we can say that Shane is no longer at FTW780. That's at FTW... at Darth Batman.
Right.
This is the parody account. It's
not a very good one.
Well, it'd be funnier if he was here. Because he'd go, I didn't fucking say that. Oh, we have one from AA, Andy Anderson's. Brandon Marshall kneels during national anthem equals attention hog. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
He wasn't even the biggest star to do it. There was a possible Hall of Famer that did it too, and Arian Foster.
Yeah,
that's true.
There's a lot of people doing it. I mean, I think it's stupid. I don't think it's doing what they want it to do. It's just getting attention for nothing.
I like what some of the players did this week, and actually I like to see it continue. Some of them, I mean, they linked arms, and that was one way to show unity, but there was so many of them, and different teams also, that raised a fist. And I'm guessing that's supposed to be a nod to Jesse Owens. I think that should be done over kneeling, because I think that says basically I'm standing, but I want to do this.
And honestly, if they really want to send a message, everybody needs to get on the same page. Because like half of them are raising their fist and half of them are kneeling and some of them are sitting. It's I don't know.
We have one from Mega What. He says, good to hear hashtag NFL Easy Picks along with others not giving any respect to the defending champions until they prove the doubters wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simeon threw two picks and your rookie superstar fumbled on his first carry. Yeah, the Broncos were fucking fantastic.
And
yeah, like I said, any other team would have been playing on Thursday night, not named Carolina with zero offense, would have destroyed fucking Denver.
Yep.
hashtag NFL Easy Picks. This one's from Ant. Good luck, all. Here we go. And at Heavyset 330 for your Bears and Browns. I suppose better luck next year. LOL.
You say LOL, but it's true.
My response was a bunch of angry emojis, also consisting of two middle fingers. And also says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, that New Orleans versus Oakland game. Bunch of exclamation points. That's why I love football and have missed it so much. What about that decision to go for 2 points? Thoughts?
We talked about it a little bit earlier, but yeah, dude, holy shit, what an exciting game to watch. God damn.
Balls. That's all I can say is balls. Ginormous fucking balls.
And I think we're going to see a lot of New Orleans games go that way because that's just how they all have always been. And I cannot wait to watch them. Was it it was New Orleans and the Giants last year, wasn't it? Where Eli and fucking Breeze both had six or seven touchdown passes apiece.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. There was a couple of good games like that. The Jacksonville Green Bay game was really exciting, too.
There's a lot of close games this week. That's all I can say. Good football.
Another one from Ant, which all of them but the last one are going to be from Ant. He says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Sorry at Heavyset 330, but those Browns look as bad as ever. The secondary looks woeful, and a rookie is pulling them apart. 0-16. With RG3 gone, I say no.
Yeah, they have a puncher's chance now. They could, I mean, hell, he could come out and throw for, well, maybe he'll actually throw to a guy that's a tight end that had a lot of catches last year.
Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that there. He has another tweet about that later. I mean, there's that aspect of it. Hopefully guys like Coleman, mostly Coleman, catch a fucking ball when it's thrown right at him. A lot of drop passes. And I don't know who to blame that on.
I guess it depends if it hit him in the hands or not, like Kenny Stills. I don't know if you guys saw that one, but he had a 10-yard cushion on everybody and about 40 yards down the field. The ball lands in his hands. Literally, Tannehill threw it. All he had to do was close his hands around the ball. Guess what he did? Closed his hands too fucking early, dropped it. Oh, my God. It was such an easy time. I mean, like, could have walked into the end zone. He was so fucking open. That's the receiver's fault.
Ant says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Great comeback by the Chiefs there, showing resilience that could potentially show throughout into playoffs. Big statement.
Dude, yeah, fucking Alex Smith, dude. Who knew that the Kansas City Chiefs management-based offense could put up fucking touchdowns like that?
It was a good comeback.
Yeah, it was.
Ant says, hashtag NFL's picks. So, had Gary Barnage in all three of my leagues. 2 targets, 0 yards. Anyone want to trade? LOL.
Nope, I'm good.
Depends on which league. I might actually be interested.
Let's see. I have him in one league, but I don't think it's either of these leagues. I think I have him in my TJR league.
Yeah, I've got Julius Thomas in, I believe, 2 of those leagues. And yeah, he was really good, except for now he's saying he's got an ankle injury. So yeah, I'd be willing to trade to get Barnage.
And says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, OBJ, Cruz, and Shepard. This could be an interesting year for the Giants.
I tried to tell your ass that preseason. You're like, you always think the Giants. Dude, no, they have a lot of weapons.
And the last one from Ant. That Rams versus 49ers game was by Fat Beva, which, just a typo, was by far the worst I have ever seen in my 32 years on Earth. Can you name a worse one? Doubt it.
The only one, and I know Baltimore played somebody, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, it was wound up being like a 6-3 game. And then there was a Pittsburgh game, like when that field was still brand new and it was all muddy and mush, like punts when they would land would just squish into the ground and not even bounce. Those were 2 really bad games, but that game was so fucking bad. Now, what you need to do though is go onto YouTube and find it's the Westwood One call of the drunk guy running on the field. It's, I believe his name's Jim Nance.
Yeah, I think it's Jim Nance.
Yeah, you need to listen to his call of that guy running. It is fucking fantastic.
I think Jim Nance, I think he's the guy that normally does their like pregame and halftime shows or primetime games.
Maybe he was. It was him and Boomer Esiason, whoever the announcer.
I could be wrong. I know, because I used to, when I was over the road, like, if I wanted to listen to the primetime games, that's actually who did it was Westwood One. And I love that they play Westwood One locally for I mean, that's who carries all the games like that. But
yeah, you need to find that call and listen to it, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, I keep seeing it on Facebook. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet. And last but not least, from Andy Anderson, what letter grade would you give your team's quarterback for their play in week one, and why would they get that grade? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Browns.
IR.
Can he give him an I for injured?
I was going to go G, as in below F. You just can't do that. Just worst low possible for him. I for injured, IR, or even G, whatever it is. Cutler, C. I feel like there's better play coming, but with a guy like Kevin White, that's going to be a real hindrance to the team. I don't remember the numbers. I thought Jeffries had a pretty good game, and so did Langford. But
I think Langford, like as in rushing, only wound up with like 60 some yards.
Mm-hmm.
But he went. He had. He at least had a touchdown, and I believe he caught a couple of passes out of the backfield. Got close to that 100 yard combined mark.
So how about you guys?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll give Mariota an F for being the best quarterback on the Minnesota Vikings team. That was just kind of a pathetic performance. Dalton, I don't know how much to give him credit, or just AJ Green is just that good. I'll give him a B. He did what, you know, he threw it to the right person. You throw it to fucking AJ Green and let him do his thing.
Well, I will give Dak, can't give him an A because they lost, so I'll give him B minus. Because he didn't look awful. He didn't look bad. He did pretty good. I would expect a little bit more next week. It was first week of the season, and I'm happy with him as a quarterback.
He did what was asked of him.
Yep.
Now, do you want to give a rating for... Do you want for... what's his name?
What's his name?
Andy Dalton.
Me? Why would I give Andy Dalton?
No, you did. No. You did... I'm not... That fucking Mop.
Mop did.
Okay. All right. Get into the rest of the games, because that was last of the picks and we had no emails. All right, we will continue on with the Thursday night game. The 0-1 Buffalo Bills hosting the 0-1 New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills are a 0-point favorite. I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, I'll take the Jets.
I also have the Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets.
The 0-1 Miami Dolphins at the 1-0 New England Patriots. Patriots are a 6.5-point favorite. I'm going Patriots.
Yeah, I'll take the Garoppolos.
I'm going the same.
The 0-1 New Orleans Saints at the 1-0 New York Jets. The Jets, and not Jets, Giants, I'm tired, are a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants, too.
Yeah, I also have the Giants.
The 1-0 San Francisco 49ers at the 0-1 Carolina Panthers. The all bets are off. Or the what is it? Did I say that right, Mop?
No, there's just no line.
No line. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I'm picking the Panthers.
Yeah, I took the Panthers, and I think I have them as my survivor right now, but I may change.
Yeah, I'm picking the Panthers. There's no way they can have a repeat performance of last week.
Except for 2 years ago when they had several repeat performances of last week.
Not this time.
And here's your closer game. We have the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs at the 1-0 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 2-point favorite, and the Texans are winning by 51% of the picks so far. So that's the close game. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, this game's going to be fantastic to watch. I took Houston mostly because they're at home.
I have the Chiefs taking this one.
The 0-1 LA Rams hosting the 3-5 Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are a 3.5-point favorite, and I'm going with the Seahawks.
This game could be just absolutely awful. I took Seattle, but Russell Wilson don't play. I may change that.
I agree. I've got Seattle.
The 1-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 0-1 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 6.5 points, and I'm going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, Tampa, I'm sorry. You're gonna get hurt. Arizona's gonna just destroy you.
Yep, I have the Cardinals also.
The 0-1 Indianapolis Colts at the 1-0 Denver Broncos. The Broncos are a 6-point favorite. I'm also going Broncos.
Yeah, I keep going back and forth. I had Indy, and then I moved it to Denver. I think I'm still on Denver, but that'll probably change come Sunday.
Yeah, I've got Denver.
The Atlanta Falcons at the with the 0-1 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-0 Oakland Raiders. Raiders are a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going Raiders.
Yep, Oakland.
Same.
We have the 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 0-1 San Diego Chargers. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite, but I'm going with Jacksonville.
I think I've got San Diego.
I have Jacksonville.
And we're going to wrap it up on the Green Bay Packers, who are 1-0, going up against the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings. The Green Bay Packers are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going Packers.
I think I took Minnesota because they're at home again.
I've got the Packers.
And that does it for picks. So did you guys say what your survival pick is? I believe you. I said it was the Ravens.
I've got Carolina, and probably going to switch it to Detroit.
I haven't picked one yet, but I'm either going to, I think I might go Baltimore or the Cardinals.
All right. Any final thoughts, last minute plugs? Mop.
Just at the Mop Jockey. I don't do anything else.
Joe.
Just at Real Joe BJR, and follow me there, and yeah, we can talk some football.
And of course, you can follow me at HeavySet330. You can follow this show at NFL Easy Picks. You can email the show NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com and tweet us at NFL Easy Picks and use hashtag NFL Easy Picks. And your tweets could be read right here on the show, much like Anthony Vigilante, Andy Anderson, Imposter FTW, and Miguel. See if we hear from Miguel again. All right, that does it for us. Catch everybody right back here next week, and that will be the end of Regulation Time.